so many people do or conduct systematic literature reviews, especially when there's a pending policy decision and policymakers are thinking about, how should we vote on this particular mandate or policy that's being considered right now? What do we know from research? So that there's another type of systematic review that's called like rapid systematic reviews, where researchers might very quickly try to take stock of what we know from research. All that to say, I think systematic reviews is important for shaping policy practice, but also the generation and dissemination of the next wave of research in a particular area, especially when you're in a field or area of study that is perhaps there's less consensus about what the intervention needs to look like, or that there's just a, in my case, the work was sort of disparate because it's such an interdisciplinary topic. It's dispersed across a number of different areas. So the systematic review allowed me space to bring those areas together that would otherwise be disparate into one sort of review to sort of consolidate what we know across these different areas.